Empire. Today, I am excited to have Sharon Elliott Dunn with us today. Sharon is a neuroperformance coach. Now, some of you might be thinking, whoa, what is this? We're going to break that down for you at how amazing it is when you can have a coach that allows you to be able to create with ease and reduce overwhelm. I think this is going to talk to every single person that listens to this podcast is going to take something away 110%. I think I'm going to have 5 pages of notes as well. So welcome, Sharon. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Mel. It's an absolute pleasure to be here. Thank you.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm very excited.
Yeah, I'm excited to go over this. As a woman in business, where overwhelm is my first, middle, and last name, I'm excited to really share this with everyone, because I think, you know, just as a mom in general, you know, life can be overwhelming. Then you throw business in there and school sports and, you know, all the responsibilities that life throws at us anyway. And before you know it, you can be feeling pretty frazzled. So take us on a little bit of a journey on who is Sharon Elliott Dunn and how did you get into this field?
Okay, yeah. Well, yes, like you, Mel, I've been an achiever all my life, and I would say an overachiever. And a lot of people say, what the hell is an overachiever? Well, it's someone who just keeps pushing themselves and pushing themselves, to the point where, I actually ended up burning out quite spectacularly. It took several years. I mean, I was 50. Let's just put it out there. I was 50 when I really hit rock bottom. But being a very ambitious sort of go-getter all my life, always wanted, always quite entrepreneurial. You know, I worked my way up through the corporate world in various positions. And then I had this burning passion to own and run my own business. You know, I probably had about fourth now. So, yeah, I've reinvented myself, through different industries. You know, I was in the fashion industry, I was in the entertainment industry, I was in the corporate. My sort of most corporate job was with Ansett Airlines in corporate business travel. So, yeah, always incorporating stuff that I loved, right? Fashion, entertainment, travel. Yeah, you know, that was me. And I always had to win. I always had to be the best. I always had to, if there was ever some kind of sales award to be won, I would make sure that I was winning it, right? So I was a go-getter. I did achieve a pretty, pretty high level of success in all of my endeavors. Mm-hmm. I came to realize when I burnt out that I was doing it the hard way, and I had done it the hard way my whole life. I was hustling, I was struggling, I was pushing, I was almost using sheer brute force to get where I wanted to go. And, it just burnt me out. I mean, in the end, it was like, I started to feel like I had fatigue all the time. I was exhausted. I also went through a divorce, and I've got teenagers, so I had kids, I had family, I had relationship stuff going on, so it was all too much, really. I mean, and then my dad died on top of that, so that was 12 years ago, and I went through my divorce kind of around the same time as my father died. And look, it just ended up being too much stress, and it brought me to my knees, literally. It was like I had to take a hit on every level, emotionally, physically, financially. It brought me to my knees. It really did, And, and I had to realize, and I had to stop. And I just had to stop, and I had to reassess, and I had to, I just knew there had to be an easier way. I got really sick at that point, and I was diagnosed with fibromyalgia and chronic fatigue syndrome, and I had to sell my business. I had a fashion business at the time, a retail business, like bricks and mortar. Thank God I got out of that. But I mean, I was forced to get out of that, right? It was my passion, but it was killing me with everything else. I just couldn't manage it. So I sold my business. And then when that happened, I got really sick. Because you know how sometimes when you just actually stop and take that step back, your whole body just goes, right, we are shutting down.
No, I haven't stopped yet. But it's coming.
Well, see, Yeah, but see, I know you're a fair bit younger than me. This happened to me at 50, right? So I was doing what you were doing all through that, like right up until I was 50. Then I went through a divorce. You know, shit starts to happen, right? And you go, you know, shit gets real, you know, like divorce, death of parents. All that stuff then gets added in on top of that. Yeah. And it's like, nah, too much. Nervous system goes, no, we are shutting you down, right? So I got really sick. And I basically took 3 years to get well. But in that time, and at my lowest point, I've said this before to people, you know, I did get out of my bed for a whole winter because I was so fatigued. I mean, I'd get up, I'd get the kids to school, I'd go straight back to bed. I'd pick them up, I'd throw something together for dinner, I'd go to bed. Like I had chronic fatigue. I had adrenal burnout. I had chronic pain all through my body. And yeah, I mean, it was just, I didn't even want to be here, you know, I didn't want to be here. I just thought to myself, there's got to be a better way. And what brought me to, I guess, you know, the point where I actually changed my whole life,
yeah,
was that the medical, the, you know, traditional Western medical system had nothing for me, right? I had tried everything, but it's with autoimmune, which is what I, you know, these are termed autoimmune diseases. They really just don't know how to help you. So they tell you it's incurable. Well, I'm here to tell you it's not incurable because I have completely cured myself, healed myself of, you know, I don't have chronic pain anymore. I don't have fatigue anymore. I have to watch myself, but I manage that. But yeah, I went on this journey. I just basically went, I need to look outside the square. Yeah. I need to look outside the square and find a better way. And that's what started me on this journey. And then I just went and tried everything. You know, we call it alternative medicine, but it's not alternative. It's just ancient wisdom. It's ancient science, right? That's been around for centuries and works, you know, in so many Indigenous cultures. But our Western society has, you know, swept it into the corners and made it all a bit, whatever. Anyway, I went on a journey. I tried everything. I went to Bali. I had spiritual healing. I went to Byron Bay, had kinesiology. I did hypnotherapy. I went to NLP practitioners. I did Reiki. I mean, I literally was like, I am not going to live like this. There's got to be a way. Yeah. And energy medicine became the thing that I started to realize we can actually affect our own energy. We are self-healing organisms and we can change our energy. Anyway, long story short, the things that really worked for me were hypnotherapy, NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, and basically there's a whole bunch of energy sort of healing modalities that worked for me to start. You know, it's about getting your nervous system out of the fight-flight activation into the rest and restore. And it's yoga, meditation. I did all of that as well, right? So it took me a long time, but fundamentally I healed myself. And then I was like, okay, I want to teach this to other people. And I became a hypnotherapist and I became an NLP practitioner and I did a lot of, you know, therapy with people for a while. But then I realized I actually wanted to be a coach because I've always worked with professional people and I wanted to teach people how to, you know, create sustainable results, high performance, and just sustain that over time with ease, without burnout, without struggle, without overwhelm. Yeah. That's what I do.
Wow. I think everybody listening to this is going to be like, okay, I need your phone number, because it is something that, you know, we're not taught. We're taught to go more. You know, I don't think I was ever, as a child, you know, I that's what I saw was more. I didn't see rest and I didn't see meditation and I didn't see, I actually didn't even know what personal development was. When that word was said to me the first time ever, I remember thinking, what? What is that? I have no idea what that is, you know, and my God, was that a can of worms to be opened? So tell us, you know, moving forward, let's say, you know, somebody listening to this right now is feeling that exact feeling of the burnout, they're not sure, you know, and I think when you're in that state of close to burnout.
Oh, sorry, I lost the audio there for a sec.
So when, you know, when you're in that state of, you know, being close to burnout, things start to get foggy. You know, you start to not be sure of where you're going and, you know, what are the goals and who am I? And, you know, all these questions start to come up. So, you know, what is the first steps? You know, obviously, like you said, you went and just started to heal. What about if we were speaking to someone who, you know, has no idea where to start?
Yeah, well, I went on to study then, so I just probably need to add that in. I went and studied all the things that you know, had helped me actually get results, because I'm a very results-driven person, and I didn't want to give up being ambitious, and I didn't want to give up achieving. I had to go to full burnout before I could, you know, recalibrate. And so what I teach people how to do now is to recalibrate, because it's like, I don't want to stop achieving. I don't want to stop creating. I just want to do it with ease, because I've been doing it the hard way my whole life. And I know a lot of people do it the hard way because that's the way we've been taught. And so, you know, I want to teach people what my programs teach people now. And I've been, in the study, I just better back up. In this study, the reason I call myself a neuro performance coach is because, you know, I did a diploma of applied neuroscience and brain health. I did a diploma of modern psychology. I trained in NLP. I became a hypnotherapist. I'm an EFT practitioner, you know, and a bunch of other stuff. But the main two, obviously, the neuroscience and the NLP are the things that I use mainly in my process with my coaching. Yeah. And it is very, you know, because it's we can change our brain. We know that now through epigenetics and neuroplasticity and quantum physics. These are the sciences that I incorporate into my work. And, you know, and this is the stuff that is fascinating because it's the new science. It's the new sciences with, you know, all the amazing research that's being done now and being pioneered by some pretty amazing people like Dr. Joe Dispenza, Bruce Lipton, Greg Braden, and a whole bunch of other people, that we're, you know, bringing this science into coaching because it's a way to, you know, we're basically recoding some of the behaviour that's, you know, mainly unconscious behaviour. And I do have to say that word because we can't change anything unless we start to understand what our unconscious is doing, okay? And I know that word gets bandied around a lot, but literally everything I did, everything I studied reinforces that fact, that you need to know where you want to go to get from here to here. You have to have a vision. You have to get clarity, because there's no clarity when you're stuck with no future vision of who you want to be. So I had a future vision. I didn't, you know, I wanted to be well, and I wanted to continue achieving and creating my life, but I wanted to do it on a much easier way. And so this is what all the study, you know, there is a much easier way. And I'm here to tell you that we can create with ease, and we can create, you know, all of our winning results and all the things that we want to achieve with ease. And there's formulas. And my coaching pretty much works on a 5-step formula.
Yeah, wow. Can you share a little bit of those 5 steps with us? I mean, it would be great, I think, for people to get, you know, a little bit of insight in, you know, what does that even look like? Because remember, I guess a lot of people, you know, they've not been opened up to this world yet, and maybe they're suffering and feeling, you know, as though everything is too much. But, you know, with a few key steps, you know, the process starts, right? Somebody opened the can of worms for you when it came to personal development. Someone opened the can of worms for me. And I'd love for this call to open the can of worms for somebody. So tell us what one of those 5 steps is.
Okay, so the first step is you have to create a vision. You have to choose. We weren't taught to make choose, you know, we weren't taught as children through our families, our education system, and even society to really understand the power of choosing for yourself, because we were taught to stay and play within the rules, right? And there was a fairly narrow parameter of choices that we were allowed to make.
Yeah.
So understanding how to choose and make choices is number one. Like we need to choose, and this is about setting intentions, creating a vision. We need to choose where we want to go from here to get to here, you know, A to B. And you have to create a vision of that. If you have no vision or future vision, you're basically just going through the motions. You know, you don't have any clarity. So attaching to a vision or creating a vision and then, you know, or a choice, call it a choice, enables your brain to start thinking in terms of possibilities. You know, it's out there. It's out there, and you can connect to that and stay connected to that end result.
Yeah.
There's a whole amazing alchemy that happens to bring that to you. There is a bit of, you know, my work does involve a bit of the law of attraction, if you want to call it. It's very basic to say it's the law of attraction. There's a lot more to it. But, yeah, it's all about energy, and what you're putting out there is what you're getting back. So you have to make a choice. You have to make a choice, you know, that pretty much centers around what you want to create, you know, what you would love to create. Not creating just for to prove something or to get away from something. That's not a true choice. We need to make a true choice. What is it that you love? What is it that you want to create? Who do you want to be in the future? And that's where we start. So that's number one.
Yeah. And then obviously one of those steps, I'm guessing, would be, you know, aligned action of some type. Is that right?
Yeah. Well, that's step five. So, yeah, that's step one is creating vision or making a true choice, what I call making a true choice. And we call that creating a desired reality. Mm. So you have a desired reality, and then you need to come back and say, okay, but what's my current reality in relation to that? That's step two. So you're looking at, okay, first step is creating a vision, and we get you to step into that. Okay? Yeah. We get you to actually, we use sort of a mindfulness practice to get you to step into that and to actually feel what it feels like to have this vision, right?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. And then, on a lot of my journey, I remember people, some people said, fake it till you make it. But yes. I really like that analogy, but it was one that really stood out to me of a coaching business that I was a part of, where they said, you must go to where you're heading and wait for your catch up. And I just thought, wow, like I will never forget those words, because you really must, you know, act as if, speak as if, you know, do all the things as if you're already there, and it starts to become your current reality. Is that right? And that's obviously because you've drawn that map, and like you said, your brain starts to take you there. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, absolutely. And it's all about emotional alignment. So I'll go to step two. That's step three. So step two is but where am I at now? So desired reality is where you want to go, and you go into that and you feel into that and you visualize it and you start to teach your body and your brain what it feels like to have what you want. Yeah. And then step two is you've got to create what we call structural tension. You know, nature works on universal laws, and one of them is that tension always seeks resolution, right? Mm-hmm. So there has to be a tension set up between these two points, and actually having a desired reality and then going, okay, but where am I at right now, my current reality compared to that? That sets up this structural tension, right? So then I get people to go into that. So where am I at now? Okay, well, I'm stuck. I don't have clarity. I'm in overwhelm. I mean, you know, I've got anxiety, or, you know, I just don't know. I'm confused, you know, whatever it is. And we go into that and we step into that, and what does that feel like? So it's all about understanding the emotional component of this, because it's all about energy, and emotions create energy in the body. And, you know, stuck emotion creates stuck energy. So, yeah, and this is quantum, this is where we get into sort of a bit more quantum physics stuff. But, you know, this kind of science is now demystifying, you know, spirituality. So that's what I love about it, all right? Because we're talking energy here. We are talking science, but we're also talking, you know, spirituality in a sense. Yeah. So yes, where am I now? I'm frustrated. I'm, you know, whatever it is. Let's go into that. So now we've created these two points of reality. Mm. And then what we do is we go to step three. So what that does is, you know, we need to bring up the resistance. We want to know what's in the way. What's stopping us from getting from A to B? Because there's always going to be something in the way, right?
Is that the limiting belief then? Is that where the limiting belief comes from?
Yeah, and that's step four. So step three is called what I call neuro-emotional alignment. You can just call it emotional alignment.
Yeah.
Basically, we can take you back into your vision, your perfect, your desired reality, your end result, whatever you want to call it. And I really get you to marinate in that, like really just get into it. Okay, it's a year from now. Where are you? What are you doing? Who are you talking to? What's happening in your life? How does that feel? And you start to feel this elevated emotion, right? And it's powerful. And then I do a thing called an anchoring technique where we anchor that emotion into your body, into a, you know, through a physical stimulus. Yeah. And that's an NLP technique. But it's powerful. And, you know, it's like, right, let's really get into this vision. Let's feel it. Because if you're not, the whole thing about visualizing, I guess, is you can see it, but you've got to feel it. It's the emotion that's going to create the creative tension to get you there.
Yeah.
Right? So we're teaching our brain and our body what it feels like to be successful, to be the person you want to be, to have what you want to have, whatever it is. So that's step three.
Oh, this is exciting me already. I want to go and like do board or you're making me go my vision board.
Yeah, well, I've always had vision boards. I love vision boards. But this is taking it one step further. We have to embody it.
Yeah.
We have to feel it in our body, okay? And anyway, so step four, then we go to step four. We are going to find out what's in the way. We need to unpack what's in the way. And what is in the way is always some kind of unconscious limiting belief structure. Yeah. And, you know, there's layers and layers of that, trust me. I mean, I know I've been doing this work for a long time and I can still find resistance. But we want to bring that resistance up. We want to lean into it. We want to unpack it. We want to look at it. We want to own it and we want to accept it. And that's, I guess, that's the hard part of the process. But in this kind of, you know, it's not like going to therapy and having to spill your guts and tell your whole story over and over. It's not about that. Okay, it's not about that. It's just literally this process will bring up this resistance to the surface. And what my job is as a coach is I help people translate their own unconscious. I help them, I can, you know, because I've been doing this for a long time, I can identify the patterns, I can, and I'm very intuitive as well. So intuitively I'm feeling into the field, into their field, and it's like, okay, I know what's going on here. I'm going to try and translate that for you because you need to have that realization of what's blocking you, what's in the way, what's causing your self-sabotage, what's causing your overwhelm. There's always a massive emotional component to it, but there's also a mindset component.
Yeah.
So
five was the aligned action. Is that right?
So what we do to find out because nothing happens unless we take action, okay? We know that. But what we want to do is we want to take action from the energy of the end result, not the current reality. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So we go back in to the end result again, into the we get them to go back in and just, and this is like, this can take, you know, 2 minutes, 1 minute. It's not a long drawn out process.
Yeah.
We step back into to the emotions or the vision of the end result of the desired reality. And we get them to ask one, and we dial up those emotions again. We use the anchor, we put the anchor back on, we get those emotions dialed up, we get elevated emotion. I get people to breathe in and out through their heart space because we know through the Heart Mouth Institute, we know through, you know, modern science that our heart literally has neurons, it has brain cells. Right, this is where you want to be working from. So when we step into the end result and the elevated emotion of the end result, we ask our higher self, what is my next obvious action step? And we ask from that perspective.
Yeah.
I also like to say, if that's, you know, too, I don't know, if that doesn't make sense to you, okay, you're in your current reality, you're a year out into the future. Get your future self, ask your future self what advice they would have for your current self. What are they going to tell you? And that answer will be a very inspired answer. It's coming from a higher perspective. It's coming from, you know, what I call the super conscious perspective. And this is your genius. This is your creative, higher creative functioning. that we all have access to, but we can't get there just being stuck in the current reality. We are stuck in our head. We're trying to problem solve. We're just doing head miles. We're getting stressed. And all of that blocks this clarity, this insight.
And that,
so that's it. That's the five steps.
When you're stuck in your head, you know, that keeps you in that masculine energy as well. And as females, you know, constantly functioning in that masculine energy, I know for a fact, you know, it's so many other relationships in your life, right? Because you're constantly the doer. No one can do for you. No one can provide for you. No, you know, you've got that badass, I can do it myself attitude. And you know what? Like at the end of the day, it doesn't matter how much of a fucking boss you are, you really don't want to do it all yourself. You think you do, but you really don't.
Yeah, that's so true. And I'm the same. If you're an achiever, bringing the masculine feminine is a really, I mean, it's really important. This is a massive realization that I had recently. My idea or my definition of success or achieving success was very, very masculine.
Yes.
And it was the masculine energy and the masculine action that burnt me out.
Yeah.
And there are two types of action. There is a masculine action and a feminine action. We need both, and we need that balance in order to achieve with ease. Yeah. I call this achieving with ease state the super flow state. And that's the state of flow that you want to be in. And the state of flow is a much more feminine energy. And men, you know, this is not just for women, this is about men as well. Men need, we all need to have this balance of masculine and feminine energy and taking masculine feminine action. And my definition of success was always just about go, 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 hustle, hustle, hustle. That's what burnt me out. It was the masculine that burnt me out. So I had to integrate those two energies and those two actions. And now I know when I'm too much in my masculine, I have to pull back, because the feminine, you know, action is to rest and restore and to rejuvenate. Because if you don't, you are going to burn out. There's nothing surer. Yeah. It might take, you know, up to, you know, but you don't want to be burning out at 50, trust me. You want to be enjoying your life at 50, you know. So that's a really key point. And this, the super flow state, or the state of being super conscious or connecting to your higher consciousness, is a very feminine energy. It's the slowing down, it's the resting, restore, it's the meditation, it's getting into that, you know, calming all your, you know, your brain waves down from high beta to alpha, theta, delta, right? That is what we achieve in meditation. That's what we achieve in the flow state. And we connect to this amazing, I mean, we've got such power in us if we can connect to that, you know? Yeah,
so true. And even, you know, even when you say super flow state, like it just feels, you know, it just feels good. It feels like, you know, exactly what it needs to. It feels like, you know, no hustle, no push, no, you know, just hard. It feels like you said, creating with ease, which is epic. It's so good. So tell us, Sharon, you have some programs that you have out there in the big wide world. Tell us about your creator program. So I think this is something that would be, you know, an amazing opportunity for people to get on board with. Tell us a little bit about, you know, you've obviously start somewhere, you know, and what does that look like?
Yeah, so look, these programs are sort of close to being launched. They're not completely. I have been working with, I call a beta group. So I've been testing this because I did a lot of one-on-one coaching for quite a few years and I love that. But this format is more about group coaching, and that's a really powerful way to learn as well. And I love teaching the group. So it's all online. Look, it's going to be an online digital course. But I'm going to, the Superconscious Creator is the foundations course. And that's the one, yeah, look, I think it's going to be about 6 modules. And that's just going to really give you a nice foundation into this process and how to make this process work in your life. And there's a lot of theory, but there's a lot of experiential exercises and, you know, worksheets and there's a lot of PDF, you know, kind of information as well. But yeah, essentially it's me teaching this to a group, and that's going to be available online to buy as a do-it-yourself course, that not sort of not nailing down the details, you know, so it's not quite there yet. So, but yeah, that's what It's going to be. And then I've got another course for Super Conscious Performance, which is the next level up, which is really diving a lot deeper into, you know, the processes and the science and how to really sustain high performance over time and with ease.
Exciting. That's so exciting. And everybody can follow Sharon at Sharon Elliott Dunn on Instagram. And anyone that's interested to know a little bit more can definitely reach out to either myself or Sharon, and we'd be excited to tell you a little bit more. But Sharon, thank you so much for sharing. I think, you know, I've even had a couple of, you know, aha moments where I'm like, that's what that is, or that's what I need to do, which I love, because, you know, when you say your cup is full, you can't fill it anymore. So my cup is always half full, so that I've got extra room for all the other things that I need to learn. So I'm sure that there will be loads of people that took a lot away from this, just sharing what's out there. There's so many different coaching and so many different you know, platforms and things that you can do. But unless you've got that vision and the roadmap and the clarity and somebody that's going to help you execute those things, you're going to just oscillate, aren't you? You're just going to go round and round in circles, and you're going to be busy being busy, but, you know, you're not going to achieve those results that you need. So thank you so much.
That oscillate is exactly what happens. It's one step forward, two step back. We're all familiar with that. We will achieve success, but we don't have to do it the hard way, and we don't want to be one step forward, two steps back. We want to be fully focused on the end result, going in one direction, knowing what we want to, you know, create, and letting it come to us. And that's how this process works. It's about attracting what you want to you with, you know, using this energy.
With ease. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your time, and I'm excited to watch all of this unfold and your courses as well.
Thank you. Thanks, Mel. It was an absolute pleasure being here. Thank you. And thanks everyone for listening. And yeah, reach out if you need any help. I'm always available for chat. And I just love sharing this work, and I want to make it, you know, I want to make it sort of available to everyone. So thank you so much.
And anyone listening, make sure that you stay tuned. We have a hell of a guest that is going to be coming in. I'll give you a little bit of an insight. She is one of the most powerful women in network marketing. She is Tony Robbins' best friend, and she will be coming to us in the coming weeks. So please stay tuned and share the love. Share this with anyone you know that needs to know about creating with ease, super flow state, and just finding their thing, finding that place that they belong and crushing it. So until next time, we will see you.